Jesus, the King and His Kingdom. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate, therefore, said unto Jesus, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. John chapter 18 verses 36 to 37. The Father appointed the kingdom. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And Jesus said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that does serve. For whether is greater, he that sits at meat, or he that serves? Is it not he that sits at meat? But I am among you as he that serves. You are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Luke chapter 22 verses 24 to 30. The everlasting kingdom. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her, and said, Hail, you that is highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And, behold, you shalt conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 33. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John chapter 3 verse 5. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus is the king, not of an earthly empire, but of a kingdom appointed by the Father, eternal and unshakable. Jesus was born for this purpose, to bear witness to the truth, and all who are of the truth hear his voice. Though his kingdom is not of this world, it is real, powerful, and everlasting. From the beginning, the Father declared it. The angel Gabriel foretold it. Jesus would sit on the throne of David and reign forever. This kingdom is unlike any other. It belongs to the humble, the faithful, and those born of the Spirit. Jesus, the King, came not to be served but to serve. He promised his disciples a place at his table and thrones from which they would judge Israel, not because of ambition, but because they endured with him. And now, Jesus calls all people everywhere to repent and believe, for no one enters the kingdom of God unless they are born again, of water and of the Spirit. Jesus is not merely a king. He is the King, and his kingdom has no end.